You are listening to Devdas, translated from the Bengali original, written by Sharat Chandra Chattopadhyay, read by me, Maitreya Nair.
Chapter 1.
On a scorching summer afternoon, the sun blazed down on a village school. Devdas, son of the Mukherjee household, sat on a worn-out mat in the corner of the classroom. He held his writing slate, closed his eyes, opened them again, stretched his legs, yawned, and finally became deeply contemplative. Instantly, he decided that such a pleasurable time was much better spent flying kites on the fields than staying locked in school. His fertile brain quickly cooked up a plan. He stood up, slate in hand. It was the midday recess in school, the coveted tiffin time. Under a banyan tree nearby, boys were noisily playing marbles in different poses while making vivid gesticulations. Devdas glanced their way once. He didn't get to go out during recess. The teacher Gobinda Master had frequently observed that Devdas was particularly reluctant to come back to school if he happened to step out during the break. Devdas's father had also decreed that he stay in. So it was decided that during the break, Devdas would stay in class under the supervision of Bulo, the class monitor. The classroom, which was otherwise empty, had the teacher enjoying his post-lunch siesta, and the class monitor, who was sitting on a broken bench in a corner, with the seriousness of a teacher, occasionally glancing at the boys at play, and particularly at Devdas and Parvati, with an air of superiority. Parvati had enrolled under the tutelage and supervision of the schoolmaster about a month ago. It seemed the teacher had caught her fancy sufficiently within this short time, and so, on the last page of her language primer, she was intently making an ink sketch of him, sleeping peacefully. Like a seasoned artist, she was inspecting her work of art from different angles to see how close it was to the actual. Even though there wasn't much resemblance, Parvati was deeply satisfied with her effort. It was then that Devdas stood up, slate in hand, and addressed Bulo. "I can't work out the sums." Bulo, with a solemn face, calmly asked, "Which sums?" "Arithmetic. Give me the slate." It was as if Bulo just needed the slate to be given to him for him to solve any problem. Devdas handed him the slate and stood close to him. Bulo read aloud the sum as he wrote. "If one mound of oil costs 14 rupees, 9 annas, and..." Something happened at that moment. The broken wobbly bench had been the seat of Bulo's elevated position in class for the past 3 years. Behind the bench was a stack of lime that the teacher had acquired ages ago at a very reasonable price. The grand plan was to build upon the school structure when times improved. However, when that auspicious time would arrive was still a mystery. But his care for that heap of white dust was unparalleled. Lest an unwise, careless, and wayward child spoil even a speck of that precious dust, his favorite student, Bulanath, who was also a little older than the rest, was entrusted with the responsibility of guarding the precious preserve. And that is how Bulo found his permanent place atop the rickety bench. Bulanath was writing, "If one mound of oil costs 14 rupees, 9 annas, and... Oh God! Oh!" And there was a loud noise. Parvati screeched and then went down on the floor, clapping her hands. Gobinda Master woke up at the start and stood up. He saw the boys...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?